Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, and welcome to episode 629 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. Now, this is a question that's often asked of senior professionals, but there's no reason it couldn't be asked of a less experienced person. It's about failure, and it's a question designed to identify emotional intelligence. I hope you find it helpful, and I hope you wind up joining me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com, where I have the best of my information available for job hunters so that it will help you find work more quickly. Plus, you can ask me questions so you don't make dumb mistakes that prove costly. Again, that site is JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Now, let's get going. Today, I'm going to talk with you about a new hot question in interview. Now, it's a variation on an old one, but it's been taken to a much more extreme level. The original question was, you know, everyone makes mistakes. I make mistakes. You make mistakes. Tell me about a mistake that you made and what you learned from it. Now, that was the original framing of the question. Now, let's see how it's been taken to an extreme. You know, tell me about a professional failure you've had. We're no longer talking about a mistake. We're talking about a failure, something far more extreme in everyone's mind. Tell me about what you learned from it. Okay, that part's the same. Tell me about what you could have done differently. It's taking responsibility for the failure. That's a whole new dimension to it. Now, in answering the original one, I used to tell people, talk about something at the beginning of your career where you might have learned that it doesn't just pay to buckle down and work harder, that what's most effective is communicating your difficulty, making sure that you reach for help, and that at the end of the day, no one's surprised if things don't come in on time. Today, when we're asking about failure, I want you to think seriously about this. I don't want you to go back to that beginner's scenario, because I think that's a weak answer. What I think they're looking for is something far more self-reflective. They're not looking for you to confess that you're the most incompetent employee at the last two organizations you work for. They're asking for a specific instance where you struggled. And you might talk about something where you were assigned the responsibility, perhaps didn't reach out early enough to get consensus on some of your thoughts. Tried to force things through that weren't really wanted, and learn from this the importance of getting consensus at times from key stakeholders. That's always a good answer to work with. And you know, if you're in your 50s, you can talk about this as being in your 30s in your first leadership role. You know, if you're in your 40s, you know, you can talk about something more akin to what I suggested earlier, a time early in your career where you didn't learn to communicate until it was too late, and the impact that that had on the organization, the project, others, and how grievous a mistake it was. And part of the way you answer this question is theatrically. You know, you can't make it seem as though you have a canned answer. You have to act in a way that makes it seem as though you're agonizing over this. Because part of what they're looking for is a personality type that has a degree of self-reflection. You can't answer this question by saying, I never failed at anything in my life. You know, I've been an A-plus performer every step along the way. And there's been no instance in my life, no instance in my circumstances professionally where I messed up. Wrong answer. Steve Jobs failed. Barack Obama failed. Everyone fails. You know, the question becomes, what do you learn from it, and what do you understand you've done, you could have done differently to avoid the worst circumstances from the failure? So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, come over to JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information that I've developed and other people have developed that's going to help you find work more quickly, because you're not going to make dumb mistakes. You know what I mean? You know, the stuff that happens throughout your search through ignorance. Plus, you're also able to ask me questions and avoid headaches that are going to become costly later on. The kinds of things that cost you job offers and result in you getting a lower salary offer. So again, that's JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. Now, This show, it comes on daily, Monday through Monday, every day of the week. I provide you with advice to help you with your search. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you give it 5 stars in iTunes. And with that, see you tomorrow.